Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway roller coaster? Thoughts whizzing by faster than a Formula One race car, leaving you exhausted and disoriented? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information, opinions, and demands. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But what if there was a way to tap into a wellspring of inner strength, find peace amidst the chaos, and actually enjoy the ride? Well, guess what? There is. And it's called Stoicism. Not as boring as it sounds, promise. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and using them to fuel your growth. It's about focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and letting go of the things that are outside your influence. Today, we're diving into one powerful tool that can help you cultivate that stoic core. Journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another thing to add to my already overflowing to-do list, hear me out. Journaling isn't about writing a novel every night unless you want to, no judgment. It's about having a dedicated space to process your thoughts, emotions, and experiences. And trust me, the benefits are huge. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Clarity through reflection. Think of journaling like hitting the pause button on your life. When you write down your thoughts and feelings, you gain clarity and perspective. It's amazing how often those tangled knots in our minds untangle when we put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. You start seeing patterns, identifying triggers, and understanding yourself better. 2. Emotional regulation. Ever notice how bottling up emotions can actually make them feel worse? Journaling is like a safe space to release those pent-up feelings without judgment. It helps you process difficult experiences, work through challenges, and ultimately manage your emotional responses in a healthier way. Remember, acknowledging your emotions doesn't mean you have to let them control you. 3. Gratitude amplifier. We all experience those moments of gratitude, but sometimes they get lost in the whirlwind of everyday life. Journaling gives you a dedicated space to celebrate the good stuff. Writing down what you're grateful for, big or small, shifts your focus to the positive and cultivates a sense of appreciation. It's like hitting that happy button whenever you need a boost. 4. Goal setting in action. Okay, here's where it gets really practical. Journaling isn't just about reflection, it's also a powerful tool for goal setting and taking action. Write down your dreams, aspirations, and what steps you can take to achieve them. It helps you break down big goals into manageable actions and keeps you accountable along the way. 5. Stoic wisdom in action. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with nature and focusing on what's within our control. Journaling can help you embody these principles by encouraging mindfulness, self-awareness, and acceptance of what is. It's like a daily practice to cultivate that inner strength and resilience. Think about that last stressful interaction you had, maybe a disagreement at work, a traffic jam that made you late, or even just that awkward moment with a barista who forgot your name. It happens to the best of us. Now imagine journaling through that experience. You could write down how you felt in that moment, frustrated, angry, annoyed. But then you could also analyze your thoughts and reactions. What triggered you? Were your expectations realistic? Could you have responded differently? By exploring these questions, you start to see the situation from a new perspective, gain control over your emotional response, and even learn something valuable about yourself. D. Journaling isn't just about dumping your feelings, it's about actively engaging with them, understanding their roots, and using that knowledge to navigate life with more clarity, resilience, and grace. Remember, you don't have to be a philosopher to practice Stoicism. Even small acts of self-reflection can make a big difference. So, what are you waiting for? Grab your favorite journal or open up that notes app on your phone and start writing. Remember, friends, the power to create a more balanced and fulfilling life is within each of us. It all starts with taking that first step, even if it's just putting pen to paper. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's build a Stoic community together, one journal entry at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.